Hello there, everyone. You are listening to Our Rich Land, a podcast of Richland Soil and Water Conservation District, where we what, Josh?
Where we explore the outstanding efforts to improve, protect, conserve. I just wanted to take over the sentence. Conserve our natural world right here in Richland County, Ohio.
Perfect.
Oh, and your name is Evan Stern.
Oh, yep, it is. And your name is Josh Steffen.
Yeah, we're totally getting the script backwards.
There you go.
Thank you. And I'm the executive director at Kingwood Center Gardens.
Yes, and I am a technician here at the district.
Oh, but you are so much more, though. Look at that. Recording engineer.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So we kind of wanted to know if Josh Steffen and Evan Stern can do a podcast together. And I heard this in another podcast that they did a couple of...
takes?
A couple of personality quizzes.
Oh, right.
And I sent you these when we first started.
We already
started.
Know I'm Gryffindor. We don't have, it's like old news, dude. And anybody who follows me on a social media app that I don't use, you know.
Well, we did, I found a couple of funny ones. One was what kind of pizza are you?
Oh, that's right, yep.
And I'm a pepperoni and you're a pepperoni.
I think
right?
So. I don't remember.
I think we both
with
some
slight anchovy mixed in with feta cheese. You know, it sounds delicious, doesn't it?
Yeah. Right. So I guess in that case, yes. We're on the same page so far.
Or same plate.
And then I found one that's a little more biologically related.
You mean more mission-centered so that IRS doesn't show up and take our thing for foolishness.
Right.
Stay on mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this one was, how close to the likeness of David Attenborough are you? And Josh, would you care to explain who that is in case nobody knows?
Well, David Attenborough, and it's a really bad imitation, but he's like somewhere between Emma Thompson and the crocodile guy, you know.
The crocodile.
Where he's like super excited about everything, but he's got an English accent instead of the Australian accent. So fantastic voice for conservation for years. And probably best, no, at least I knew him best through, you know, the BBC's Planet Earth.
Yep.
Series. Just great stuff.
Right. Yeah. So this quiz had like I think it was maybe 15 or 20 current multiple choice answers about current conservation issues,
which I bombed.
Same. I think bombed. I got like a 10 or 11 out of 20. Yeah. Which the quiz comes up with a name for you, and it's David Attenope.
Yeah.
So you're not even close.
Yeah, you're you should be ashamed. Just not. Don't even bother.
Don't even bother.
Don't leave your house.
But yeah, it's certainly means that we have a lot to learn, and that there's a lot of current conservation issues that I have no clue about.
Well,
so.
it just showed me there's also a lot of good projects that aren't getting a lot of coverage in the States. I mean, it kind of was global in its scope.
Hey, welcome and thanks for listening. This is just a quick episode about our district and what this podcast is
about. It only took us 4 hours to produce. But it's a quick episode.
It's a quick episode. That's you.
Oh, right. I'm supposed to talk now. Hey, guys. Richland County is aptly named for its ecological wealth. And protecting and enhancing this rich land is, I would think that's kind of important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's one reason, one of many reasons, most of them nefarious, that we decided to do the Richland Soil and Water Conservation District.
Right.
In the first place,
yep.
So if you're wondering what a conservation district is, Evan, why don't you tell them?
Yeah, here's a quick history lesson for you.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the United States Department of Agriculture created the Soil Conservation Service in the 1930s to combat one of the root causes of the Dust Bowl.
No pun intended.
And unsustainable agricultural practices. Farmers were wary of working with the federal government, however, which led conservation pioneers like Hugh Hammond Bennett and other leaders of the USDA to propose that states take on the main role of soil and water conservation. A resolution was born which gave states this authority, as well as the ability to organize local soil and water conservation districts, and in Ohio, as in many states, these districts were organized along county lines. So, Richland Soil and Water Conservation District was officially established in 1948 and has been heavily invested in conservation efforts in our community ever since. We are a dedicated conservation resource for Richland County with expertise in urban and rural stormwater management, agricultural conservation and pollution prevention, environmental education, and much more.
If you're a local resident, you may know Richland County pretty well, or so you think. But that's the whole point of this podcast. I almost said broadcast. You may not know some of the conservation sides of, you know, besides farming and manufacturing, right? We have a long history of that. There's a history of conservation efforts here.
Right.
But it's not just a history, it's present day stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people involved in protecting and enhancing our rich land. Good play on words, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. If that is something you've always wondered about, or you want to learn about conservation in general, don't listen to this broadcast. But if you want to really learn some really cool stuff about conservation, maple syrup, you know, whatever.
Agronomy. What else are we planning?
Underwater basket weaving and other important topics like it.
Pollinator habitat.
Yeah, that's probably actually is a useful thing to learn about, I would say.
Yeah. What, underwater basket weaving?
No, definitely not that. Keep listening to the podcast. So, okay, you're probably sick of me talking with my tangential comments.
You're probably sick of us both talking. But...
Right, screaming goat.
Anyway, go check out one of our episodes and by visiting our website, richlandswcd.net, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like Walmart, Walgreens.
Like Walgreens.
You know.